This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
It's time for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people now here on RNIB Connect Radio. And joining me, as usual, is Jess Beale from Vocalised to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. Hi, everyone. Lovely to be back again. I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, we are going to start this week with a brand new production of that Broadway and West End musical sensation, which is Kinky Boots, and this is at the Norwich Theatre Royal.
That's right, yes. So we're starting off with the musical Kinky Boots, which, as you say, audio described at Norwich Theatre Royal. This is on Thursday, the 6th of March. It's at 7:30, and there's a touch tour beforehand at 6:20, so a chance to explore the set and some of the lovely costumes and props from the show. Tickets are from £20 up to £53 for this Broadway joy-filled sensation now coming to Norwich and based on the true story and the hit movie. It's got music by Cyndi Lauper and it's the story of Charlie Price, who's inherited a family business which isn't going too well. His relationship isn't great either. But then he meets drag queen Lola, who changes everything and might be the answer with her sparkly heels, as the Kinky Boots suggests, to change everything for him. The musical lasts for approximately 2 hours and 25 minutes with an interval, so enjoy this show at the Norwich Theatre Royal.
The untold story of everyone's favourite Shakespearean heroine now with Anne Juliet, and this is at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking.
Yeah, and there's two audio-described performances of Anne Juliet for you. So in Woking at the New Victoria Theatre, there's a matinee performance on Wednesday the 12th of March at 2:30 with the touch door at 12:30. And then the evening performance on Friday the 14th of March, which is at 7:30. Tickets for both shows are from £33. So join your describers, Trish Hodgson and Nadine Beasley, for this romantic and Juliet Shakespeare, but not Shakespeare, because it's what happens if the ending to the famous Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, didn't actually happen as it did, and Juliet finds a new love after Romeo. There's lots of fun to be had in this musical, which lasts for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval. There will be some adult language and some flashing lights and loud noises just to make you aware of for this lovely musical at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking. There's also introductory notes available to find out more on our website now.
A combination now of comedy and horror as the BBC TV series Inside Number 9 comes to life on stage at Wyndham's Theatre in London.
Yeah, heading to the West End, Inside Number 9 is on Thursday the 13th. March at 2:30 p.m. at the Wyndham's Theatre. There's also a touch tour at 12:30 and you can get your tickets for this one from £25. It's for ages 12 and over. So step inside Number 9 and expect the unexpected as this acclaimed BBC TV series comes to life on stage from the eerie to the absurd as they weave storytelling into a show which keeps you guessing right until the end. It lasts for approximately 2 hours and 25 minutes, including an interval where you get to meet these familiar characters and stories, which they'll mix with brand new content as a unique brand of storytelling as Inside Number 9 comes to life on stage at the Wyndham's Theatre.
A stage version of that wonderful Doris Day musical now as Calamity Jane rolling in to Cardiff.
Indeed, yes. So part of its UK tour, Calamity Jane, will be audio described at the Wales Millennium Centre. It's on Saturday the 15th of March at 2:30 with a touch tour beforehand at 12:30. Tickets from £50 and Carrie Hope Fletcher will be starring in this classic musical comedy as Calamity Jane heads to Cardiff, meet fearless, gunslinging, whip-cracking Calamity Jane, the biggest mouth in the whole of Dakota Territory, who's always up for a fight. But what will happen when the stage star Adelaide Andress comes into town? There could be some struggles on hand. So there's many surefire hits to enjoy in this musical classic. It lasts for about 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval.
Off to the magical candlelit Sam Wanamaker Playhouse Theatre in London now, with Anton Chekhov's Three Sisters.
Yeah, that's right. This is the second audio-described performance of Three Sisters at the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse in that intimate candlelit venue. On Monday the 17th of March at 7:30 p.m., touch tour before at 5:30, and tickets from £25 to £75. This masterful study of family legacy, misdirected love, and the human condition at the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse. This is the world premiere of a new translation by Rory Malarkey, which is set in the 1890s Russian provincial town. The world of the residents going up in flames, but can they create change that they all long for in Three Sisters at the Sam Wanamaker Playhouse in London? The play lasts for approximately 2 hours and 50 minutes, including a 20-minute interval, and it's described for you by Timna Fivett and Nadine Beasley. The introductory notes for this play are also now available on the Vocalise website.
Jess, we are going to end this week with romance, jealousy and dark secrets brought to life through wonderful dance and music with Northern Ballet's production of Jane Eyre, which is in Leeds.
Indeed we are, Toby, and I love a ballet, so I couldn't resist getting this one in as well. So Northern Ballet's Jane Eyre is at the Grand Opera House in Leeds on Saturday the 22nd of March at 2:30. Join the touch tour beforehand at 12:15 to get that insight into the performance, the costumes and the character. Tickets are from £23 where you can experience the unexpected twists and turns of one woman's life. Meet Jane Eyre. She's passionate, fiery, strong and rebellious, all brought to life by the wonderful dancers of Northern Ballet, the choreography and live music. It lasts for 2 hours and 15 minutes, includes an interval. It's at the Leeds Grand Theatre, this one, but there's other performances, audio described, of Jane Eyre coming up in the next few months. So check those out on our website for future listings.
Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about, sign up to that Vocalise email newsletter, or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise, where can people go?
Well, as I say, it's our website, which is at vocalise.co.uk, where you can find all our listings on the What's On pages. You can email us at inquiries@vocalise.co.uk, and you can also follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages for lots more content and What's On listings coming up soon.
Well, thank you, as always, Jess Beale from Vocalise, for sharing some great audio described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby, and look forward to sharing more with you next time around.